How are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Thanks so much for being on the program. I know that you are on the road traveling. In a recent Bankrate.com press release, only 45% of non-interest checking accounts are free. That's down from 65% in 2010. As we've talked about before, Greg, those free checking accounts are going away, aren't they?
They're certainly diminishing greatly. It's not going to be the commodity that it had been in recent years where every bank in town offered it. I think the caution I would add to consumers is twofold. One, these accounts aren't going to go away completely, but we are going to see this trend continue over the course of the next couple of years. The other thing is we will, and we are now, and we will continue to see more fee waiver policies. And so what I mean by that is the bank may be eliminating free checking, but if you sign up for direct deposit or you have other accounts with the bank, that may be sufficient to get the fee waived. So they may be doing away with the free checking. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get stuck paying the fee. It's just that you're going to have to earn that free checking account rather than it being available to everybody that walks through the door.
Now, according to Bankrate.com's 2011 checking study, other findings include the seventh consecutive year with a record high average of ATM surcharges. Oh, man.
Yeah, and it's kind of one of the old standbys. The ATM fees and the overdraft fees, they go up virtually every year, setting new highs. Just to kind of put that in context, some of these fees, they go up every year, but they go up more or less in line with inflation. The takeaway for consumers is that these fees remain completely avoidable. Look, they're going to continue to go up, so there's no changing that. Control what you can control. If you limit your ATM withdrawals to your own bank's ATM or you stay within the network, you'll never have to worry about paying those fees regardless of how high they go.
And you better not bounce a check because those fees have jumped also.
Yeah, I mean, it just takes a bigger and bigger bite out of the wallet. On average, it's almost $31 just to overdraw the account. Again, this is another one where completely avoidable. Keep accurate tabs of your available balance. You can do that online. You can increasingly do that with a handheld device. Sign up for email or text alerts when your balance gets below a certain threshold, and then request a link between your checking and savings account. That way, even if you do slip up, it's a matter of moving your money from one account to the other, not borrowing from the bank to cover the shortfall.
What is a free checking accelerate?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You talk about the decline of free checking accelerates. What is that?
We are seeing a decline in free checking, and there are a couple of things that have contributed to that trend. There are the regulatory changes that are limiting the income banks get from debit card usage and from overdrafts, and those are really the two changes that have accelerated this decline that we've seen just in the last 2 years. Up until 2009, we saw an increase in the availability of free checking every year, but just in the last 2 years, Tony, gone from 76% of accounts now down to 45% of the non-interest accounts being free. And as I said, I think that trend is going to continue for at least a couple more years.
All right. He's from Bankrate.com, Greg McBride. Thanks so much, Greg.
Thanks for having me, Tony.